Arbo Elementary School and Fallout Shelter by Giles Watson. All right, pens down, everyone. That includes you, Rodrigo. Eyes to the front. Now listen, Mavis, put your book down. We're not reading now. What book is it anyway? Canary Row? Well, I'm not sure that is an appropriate text for you, Mavis. It's not the same as The Red Pony, you know, and anyway, that book was too sad. I saw you crying when you got to the end. Oh, come on, everyone, look this way. Or do I have to get you all marching up to the playground to stand in lines in the sun? You must all remember how Paloma fainted last time. At least it's cool down here. Now concentrate. James, stop fiddling. And Elsie, don't pick your nose and quit doodling. Thank the good Lord there aren't any windows in here to distract your attention. Okay, that's better. Here are the compositions you wrote yesterday. I have marked them. Some of you should be proud of writing so imaginatively in response to the prompt. There were some very inventive ghosts and monsters. And Carmen, your piece about the plague of mosquitoes left me feeling itchy all over. I don't know why some of your parents have let you watch The Creature from the Black Lagoon, although, Alexandra, that was satisfactorily graphic. But others of you really could work on developing your ideas. Make your characters rounded, real, build believable settings, include some conflict. Show your feelings. No, Robert, I don't believe you've never been afraid. And Mavis, what did you mean by this, colouring in a whole page of your workbook black? I mean, if you're going to waste your pencils, you could at least choose pale peach, like the colour of that wall. What do you mean it's your answer to the question? Pardon? Who's Khrushchev? You're in elementary school. Let the adults worry about Fidel Castro. Where did you hear about him? No, you shouldn't be reading that either. Your mum's reading John Hersey? Never heard of him. Are you crying again? Really? Look, of all places on earth at this moment, you're in the safest. We have supplies down here for, well, 2,160 people, if ever, you know. Now, Joe, your piece was super and totally appropriate. Can you read us all this paragraph? The one about the monster that lurks at the bottom of the plug hole, waiting to gobble you up. That one really scared me.